He's got red and white socks as his photo.
Do you like those socks?
Arsenal socks.
Yeah.
Everything today reminds me of Arsenal. It's just so exciting this evening.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? I'm sort of excited, but obviously we're playing Man City, but I'm slightly nervous about how the players are going to be affected by it with no atmosphere.
Are you still working?
Not really, no. I'm doing some little bits and pieces for little old ladies around the corner, a bit of admin for them, a bit of gardening. I mean, weirdly, I've been a recluse anyway, but this has sort of almost brought me to the level that lots of other people have been finding themselves in.
What do you mean you're a bit of a recluse anyway, Rob?
Well, I don't really do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah, that qualifies.
It suited me quite well, this whole thing.
Has it? Are you an introvert, would you say?
I think now I very much am. Perhaps years ago I wasn't. You know, age catches up with you and you become an introvert.
That's quite weird, Rob. I would have never put you down as an introvert.
I think I'm an actor, really. When I come and see you, Parv, you know, I'm chatting away, but...
Well, are you pretending to like me? No, but things I wouldn't say that you're overly extrovert, but I wouldn't say that you're overly introvert either, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you for a while, Parv, and so you know, a lot of things have changed in my life. Just before this became official, we were just about to confirm a job for a Nigerian milk brand, and I hadn't worked for a little bit, so I was quite pleased about that. And then this whole thing blew up, and I haven't worked for 6 months.
And what have you learned about yourself in that period, Rob? Anything?
Not really. Like I said, I'm quite happy with my own company. You know, I've got lots of kids, so I'm not really alone. But I haven't learned anything new.
Okay. And are you in London or are you in the
country? Yeah, I'm sort of sunny Stoke Newington, stroke Dawson borders. I mean, I moved here maybe 22 years ago, and then I moved to Tufton Park for a while, and now I'm back here. And obviously, it's changed enormously.
Is it? In what sense?
I mean, I'm sort of Dawson borders, so it was very, very rough. And quite an exciting way. That was before I had children. And then the excitement that I saw there, I began to sort of fairly dislike.
Is it sourdough country now then?
Oh, my word, yes.
Have you attempted a sourdough, Rob?
I love to cook, but I'm not a baker. I just think that, you know, I can always buy amazing bread. And I've never wanted to buy a bread maker. And I'm quite happy cooking all sorts of other things. Embarrassingly, I've been sort of taking shots of my food for, I don't know, 2 years. And I put them all up on an Instagram. I put it up there because I always forget what I've cooked. So I put it up for me and my kids so we can say, oh, I like that one. Let's have that one again.
It's your little cookbook online.
So what would be your, what's your top signature dish?
Well, tonight we're having pasta e fagioli, basically celery chopped, prosciutto chopped, a bit of chilli, some tomato. Then you put the stock on top of that mix. And then, if you like, you cook the pasta in the mix so the pasta gets really flavoured.
Okay, sounds good.
And it's a sort of soupy, it's a very peasant dish. A lot of the Italian and French stuff I cook is very rural-based, real ingredients, nothing too fancy.
Yeah, lovely.
So, Rob, when was the last time you used cash?
6 months ago.
Was it really? Well...
Oh, no, sorry. We played poker with my daughters. I taught them poker. I lost, so I owed them £10. So I went to the cash point to give them £10.
But so you haven't used it in a shop for 6 months?
No. You know, one of my daughters has not been to a shop for 4 months.
Really? How old is she?
She's 17.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big adjustment getting into the swing of things and using buses and all of those things.
I think it is. I mean, you know, two of my girls, they were due to do their A-levels. And so they've missed this whole rite of passage.
Yeah.
Fine, they didn't have to do their exams, but the whole rite of passage, you know, going away, going on.
Yeah, Glastonbury.
Glastonbury, I mean, you name it. Even their sort of, their London summer might be affected in a way. Very, very odd time for them. So I hope I've been very supportive to them.
So, Rob, what would you recommend for someone to watch, read or listen to in this period of boredom?
I'll tell you, I've been watching a lot.
Have you? Go on.
In the last couple of weeks, Blues Brothers.
I've attempted that a few times and never really...
Really?
Yeah.
I say I've probably seen it 30 times.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, it's just genius music, genius comedy. I'm surprised.
Well, I love Animal House, and I love lots of things that all of the people have done. It just seems, I don't know, perhaps it's just that I've heard so many amazing things about it, it just never quite... I keep attempting it and trying.
Have you down for one who would love it? Anyway, a lot of rewatching. Jean de Florette and Manon des Sources, which I love. So trashy stuff I've watched, you know, I think Netflix. White Lines, Gangs of London.
White Lines, you started watching that.
Trashy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what I thought was very funny, which I'd never really even heard of, was something called Brassic. Very, very funny. And then I finished watching yesterday some little shorts on I play it. It's called Staged. Michael Sheen and David Tennant.
Oh, right. I don't know that.
Very funny, very smart writing again. I'll tell you what, one thing that has happened. I've been listening to quite a few of these. And just the garden stories. I've just been, in a way, I've appreciated a lot of it. You know, the bird song, the quiet, you know, the weather we've been having, fantastic. But I've had some serious squirrel battles.
Have you seen those? A lot of people have said that. There's been a lot more animals fighting on the streets.
Blackbird, right in front of me, attacked a robin, just picked it up and flew off with it. Never seen it. I mean, that's what happens in the jungle, isn't it? Not in Stoke News. But also, the other day, a week ago, there's a sort of noise in the room I'm in now. And I thought, oh, no, someone's come in. It was a massive great pigeon. I tell you, I'm obviously a very brave person, but birds in houses, not so brave.
No. I've got a good pigeon story, actually, years ago. When I used to live in an apartment over the river, and it had one of those massive bay windows, and what would happen is the pigeons would come, with the reflection from the sky, they'd come flying in and whack the window, and you find that they'd be dead on the road and outside. But one time I had the balcony window open and a pigeon got in, and I couldn't get it out, basically, because every time it'd fly off, because most of the wall was a bay window, what would happen is every time it went to fly out, it'd think it's flying out and smack itself onto the window and then end up in again. It couldn't quite work out to go through the two doors that were there.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? They're so stupid.
And literally all it did was, it was in there for a couple of hours, and all it did is just shit itself everywhere.
The cleanup was disgusting.
Yeah, just crap everywhere, and they don't stop fucking pooing either.
I fucking hate pigeons.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, have you read a book called The Pigeon? It's all about a night porter who's about to retire and his life's looking rosy all ahead. And then one day, a pigeon appears on his balcony and it fucks his life up. Right. Sounds stupid, but I read it after this pigeon incident.
That's quite funny. So, Dave, you got another one?
Yeah, Rob, when was the last time you wore trousers that didn't have an elasticated waistband?
Yeah, I've just been wearing shorts, really.
Yeah.
A couple of, you know, the sporty ones for running and stuff, they're elasticated. But my smart shorts, I think they're buttons.
So have you thrown a pair of jeans on then in the last 3 months?
Maybe once.
Stocks in jean companies must be crashing. Nobody's...
Yeah, Levi's can't be doing well at the moment.
No, I mean, it's with the weather, you see. The weather, it's just, it's been so good. I mean, imagine if we'd been going through this with terrible weather. There would have been a lot more unhappiness and frustration.
Rob, what would you stock up for the next pandemic? Say there's another wave. Is there anything you'd think I'm going to get some of this in?
No, I wouldn't. I found that no shortage of anything anywhere. So I wouldn't worry about it. Unless it was a sort of zombie pandemic, like a real one, when you really could not go out of the house because your head would be bitten off.
What would you get then?
I think I'd get a load of guns.
Guns? Yeah. You can probably find those around that your way, can you?
The only way to kill a zombie is to shoot its head off, isn't it? I thought.
Possibly. Yeah. Think so. I mean, funnily enough, Dave, Stoke Newington doesn't seem to be affected too much by the pandemic. Everyone in Stoke Newington that's been on said they got
it.
You wear a mask or gloves, Rob? Because most people from Stoke Newington don't. They just brush it off. It's only based on data that we've picked up over the...
Oh, based on data, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do wear, you know, those sort of coloured bandanas?
Oh, right.
I've got a selection of those that I bought for holiday last summer. I've got a nice colour scheme, you know, depending on what day it is.
Are you Bloods or Crips?
Well, that's it. When I go to the shops, I stick to red and blue. I have the other colour in my back pocket, just in case.
Do you think you're drinking more or less alcohol through this period, Rob?
I'm completely hammered now, actually.
No, I've got another 58 minutes.
Like I said, I'm not really a pub person. I might go to the pub once every 2-3 weeks, but I mean, I do drink the wine at home, and I'd probably say more. The threshold that used to be 7 o'clock, it's gone down to 6, and weekends I can slip even earlier, so not good.
So do you think in this period, Rob, you've met more of your neighbours through like Thursday night clapping or, you know, trips to the shops or just more local community spirit?
I'm in one of those terraced houses, and at the back, there's 2 strips of garden. There's been so much, and lots of families and shit like that. And so there's been so much stuff going on. So I've and over the fence stuff, and you know, you hear people singing, and like I've got a table tennis table in the back and swing ball. And just recently, people have been climbing over the fences and playing with us. So I'd say more, and I think it's been a lot of fun.
One more last one, Dave. Yep.
Is there any piece of marketing you've seen in this over the last few months that you've liked or hated?
No, I haven't seen anything. I mean, I wouldn't see anything, you know, naturally. If you can call that Nike Black Lives Matter, I mean, that was fantastic, but I have seen nothing. And I would imagine most stuff isn't very good. And I think, well, I hope that maybe when things start to improve, clients will want to maybe feel their need to make a real splash with some amazing work. You know, and start challenging everyone to do, you know, the great stuff that we all know that you can.
Hopefully. Excellent. Well, lovely to talk to you, Rob.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure.
Lovely to speak to you, Rob.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It's been so much fun. I've loved all the time. So,
cheers, mate.
Cheers, Rob. All the best.
See ya.